Good morning, saints of God. Blessings to our pastor, Jay Robinson, my big brother. Blessings to our pastor, Emeritus Sam Hargrove. To my brother in Christ, Minister Luther Washington. Blessings to you all and your family, to the Carter family, to all those awaiting this waiting congregation. God bless you all. I miss you guys. I think we should all post some photos on Messenger of each other and just see how we all look 5 months later or so. It's truly an honor to be within the presence and the house of the Lord to be able to deliver a word that I believe is of God and to speak his word and to speak to do his ministry. The last three sermons that were delivered has been, I think, leading into something and leading us toward something. Pastor Harrow spoke 3 weeks ago of abiding in Christ. 2 weeks ago, Pastor Jay spoke about being patient. And last week, Minister Luther Washington spoke about relax. Today, I will be speaking on the subject of I will trust the Lord. I will trust the Lord. If you grab your Bibles, if you have it handy, your phone, your app, however you receive or get the Word of God, and we'll start. We have a few different scriptures we want to read, but we will start at Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 through 8. Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. I will trust the Lord. As you do that and get ready, we'll go into prayer. Most holy and righteous Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings you have poured upon us, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to wake up and see another day. We appreciate everything that you have done for us and everything that you will do for us. Lord, we thank you for just being who you are, your grace, your mercy. Many people did not wake up this morning, Father God, but you saw it so fit for us to wake up, to give us another chance to do, to get it right, to give us another chance to minister, give us another chance just to worship you, Lord. And we do not take those chances lightly, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord. We just love you and appreciate you for the love you've given us. When we did not love ourselves, you loved us. And Father God, I just want to say thank you again for this opportunity to deliver this word, Lord. May I decrease and may you increase, Father God. I am a vessel to be used by you, Father God. I just pray and ask you to speak to your people, Lord. May this word be not of man, but of you, Father God. Just have your way right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you have your Bible, of Exodus chapter 3, verses 7 through 8, and it reads, "And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land, and a large, and unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites." If you can turn your Bible to Numbers chapter 13, verses 31 through 33. What we're going to focus on right now, this is a promise that the Lord has given to his people that what he's going to do, he's going to deliver them out of the hands of Egypt. As many of us know that the children of Israel were in bondage under the Egyptians. Things got very hard for them. They cried out to the Lord. They begged for the Lord to save them and deliver them. And the Lord let them know that I've heard those cries, I've heard your words, and I'm going to deliver you out of the hand of your oppressor. I'm going to do these things and deliver you not only out of their hands, but I'm going to take you to a place that where it's going to overflow with milk and honey, and it's going to be a large land. It's going to be your land for you being obedient to me, for you crying out to me, for you trusting me. I'm going to give you this land. This is not, I'm thinking about it. I am promising you, I'm going to give you this land. The book of Numbers, chapter 13 through 31. And it reads as this. But the men that went up, and let me just give you a little backstory first. They were delivered out of Egypt. They were going into a place. They were going through the wilderness. And I will say this, the wilderness is a place where we find out who we really are sometimes. It's a place of struggle. It's a place of really knowing what you're made of. really letting people know who you really are, what's your, where your faith is at, how strong you are. It's a place of uncertainty. You don't know sometimes what's going to happen next, but you just got to trust and depend on the Lord. And that's what the Lord was doing for them. He was taking them through a wilderness where all they had to do is depend on the Lord. And that wilderness was preparing them to be able to enter into what the place that the Lord has promised them. So now, where are we at? They're at the very edge, right at the door of the promised land, and now they decided that they want to send spies out into the city and see if the land is what really the Lord said it was really going to be. The Lord didn't say to tell them to do this. They decided on their own that they were going to send 12 people out into the land to see if it is really what the Lord said it was going to be. Now, understand this. The Lord said, I'm going to take you out of Egypt. He did that. The Lord says, I'm going to provide food for you every morning. He did that. The Lord said, I'm going to lead you by day and by night through this wilderness. He did everything he said he was going to do for them. And now they are at the very door of the promised land. They said, well, let me just go and see if it's really what the Lord said it's going to be. So now we at Numbers chapter 13, verse 31, 33. There's two different reports we want to read here, and this is the first report. But the men that went up and with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, with some of the giants, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. We're going to skip over to Numbers chapter 14, verse 6-9. This is one perspective from one set, or one group of people that went into the village. Now, this is a different perspective of those who went in. Numbers chapter 14, verse 6-9. And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes, and they spoke unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land in which we pass through to search it is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delight in us, then we will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Brothers and sisters, we have two different perspectives here. We have a group of people that were led by the flesh. They saw things through the flesh. And we have a different set of people who saw the flesh, but also saw God's hand in it. And I say this to you, brothers and sisters, that if we trust the Lord and we know what the Lord has promised to us, we can walk in knowing that whatever God has promised to us will be given to us. No matter who's the enemy, the adversary, or the obstacle that's in front of us, we can accomplish whatever the Lord has told us we can accomplish. We can go into the village and take the village because the Lord said we can take the village. The Lord said that land is promised to us. It's sworn with milk and honey. It is ours. We can take whatever it is the Lord has given to us because it is ours, declared by the Lord. And I will trust the Lord to go into that land and fight for what I have known, what I know is mine, because the Lord said it is mine. And now, right now, many of us are in the wilderness. We are. We may be preparing to go into wilderness. We may be in the wilderness, or maybe coming out of the wilderness. We are going through a pandemic right now, where there is a lot of uncertainties. And in the wilderness, there is a lot of uncertainties that are happening. We don't know where. Sometimes our income is. It may decrease, it may increase, we may lose our job, we may have medical issues, we may have issues with our relationships. There are many people who are going through emotional trials right now because of the pandemic, or just issues, period, that may come upon depression, may make people think of suicide, make people think of having anxiety issues, because there's a lot of things that are happening right now. But the one thing that separates us from sometimes other people is that we have to continue to trust in the Lord. Some people only trust in the flesh, and if you trust in the flesh, it will always disappoint you. It will always let you down. It will always make you think there is, you make you lose hope. Now, if I tell you, and now understand this, that if you know the Lord is there and that we believe and we trust in the hope of the Lord, that there is a greater reward and that there is a reason that we go through the things that we go through, we can get through these things and realize and see the benefits of what we're going through. Hebrews chapter 13, I believe verse 5 says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's a famous, a favorite quote of my father. I will never leave thee or forsake thee. That's a promise to me that my Lord will never leave me. No matter the situation, no matter the circumstances, no matter what I'm going through, the Lord will always be by my side. I can overcome anything and everything if I keep those, my faith and trust in the Lord. Now, what the Israelites were doing, they went through the wilderness and they had to endure all these difficult and tough things, but they was going through that process to keep, to build their trust and faith in the Lord. And the Lord also needed to know where their heart was at, where their mindset was at. Now, these two groups, both of them went in at the same time and saw the exact same thing, but came out with two different perspectives. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as we are believers in Christ and believers in the word of Christ, we must go into every situation knowing that our Father has the best for us. We must know that he will not do anything to hurt us just to see us in pain or suffering. It is to build us. It's to deliver us. It's to move us in a direction that he needs us to work in. You may wonder why you may have lost that job, but now you're starting to understand, okay, I needed to move from the situation because it wasn't where I needed to be because God needs me over here. I may have needed to move from this relationship because it's not where God wanted me. I need to be over here. I may have needed to take a pay cut to realize that I'm wasting money in certain areas. I may need to do certain things to realize that God needed me at this place for this certain reason. It will all make sense by and by. But you must continue to trust in the Lord, because sometimes during the wilderness, it does not make any sense. Sometimes I go to rehab and I wonder why the therapist had me do certain things. I'm like, how's that going to affect my knee? It's like, well, you have to build the hip muscle to get the knee to help strengthen and balance the knee. I'm like, okay, all right. It didn't make any sense at the time, but it makes sense now. We have to continue to trust in the Lord and put our trust in him to understand that we can take or we can overcome any obstacle that is in our way. The two things that separated these two group of people is one, put their faith in the flesh. Another one put their faith in the flesh, but also in the Lord. Trust him. Trust the Lord. Trust the process. Relax. Be patient. And sometimes through the wilderness, it takes a lot of patience because we don't know what's going to happen next. And I know you may be like me. I like to know what's going to happen. I like to know where my next meal is coming from, where my paycheck is going to come from. Just having faith in the Lord is challenging sometimes. It really is. But the Lord said, I need to know that you really trust me. I need to know that you're really going to depend on me. Know that I have the best interest for you, that no matter whatever situation it is, you're going to trust me to get you through it. And now that's the process of what they were going through. Is this is the land that I promised you. It's everything that I said it is. But trust me, those people that you think are giants are really not giants. They're not really giants, and you are not a grasshopper. And then within the scripture, they mention to themselves that he says, so we see ourselves as grasshoppers, in our own sight as grasshoppers. We see ourselves as small. Brothers and sisters, today, you are not small. You got a big God behind you. You have a huge God that behind you can do all things. He can open all doors. He can close doors as well. He can take you from the very bottom to the very top. He can make you from taking you from being near death to being healed. He can take you from being broke to being wealthy. He can do all things that is in his will, but you have to trust and believe in him. It amazes me that when I read the scripture that you look at the epistles, the letters that Paul wrote, Paul was in a very dark place. He was in jail, and he wrote letters of hope and encouragement to people because his focus was not in the flesh, but it was in the spiritual realm, where he knew that what he was witnessing was more, what he was experiencing was bigger than him. It was something bigger than him. He saw the bigger picture. He saw God in the picture. And when you see God in the picture, you see God in the scope of things, everything else becomes small. He realized that he was not a grasshopper. He realized that he was not an inmate, but he realized that he was a servant of the Most High God. And this jail cell is just small to him. The bigger picture is getting his people, his brothers and sisters who are not saved, saved. He realized that if they can change their perspective on the way they see things, they can be conquerors too and be victorious in life. No matter the situation you're in, brothers and sisters, we are victorious because God is on our side. But you have to also be on God's side. You also have to be able to trust him. You also have to be able to depend on him. You also have to be dependent on obedient to him and also follow his will. So often we like to follow ourselves, do our own things, get into our own mess, and want God to heal and fix our mess. Sometimes we have to stay in our mess because we have to realize you created that mess. It was not God's plan. It was your plan. And now what God needs you to understand is that this, you need to be obedient to me and follow me. As long as you follow me, you can stay in the land that's flowing milk and honey until I tell you to come out of it. I have another mission for you. But what you need to do and what you need to learn how to do is trust me in the process. I will trust the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I'm not sure if you're in a room with someone right now. Turn to them and say, I will trust the Lord. If you're in a room by yourself right now, just tell yourself, I will trust the Lord. Every day you need to tell yourself, I will trust the Lord. I know it may be a dark room. I know it may be a dark area in your life, but you must trust the Lord. Relax, be patient, and abide in Christ. Brothers and sisters, I thank you for taking the time to hear the word of the Lord. Let's end this one in prayer. Father God, I thank you for the word of your word that you have delivered to your people, Father God. I know it did not land on deaf ears because your words do not do that, Father God. I pray, Lord, your word encourage. I pray, Father God, your word just inspires us, Father God, to continue to seek you, continue to trust you, Father God. Continue to lead us in a pathway of righteousness, Lord. Father God, every day I pray that all my brothers and sisters seek wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Seek you, Father God, because there's nothing else that we can seek, Lord. I know that we're going through a time in an election, Father God, where they're telling us to believe this and to believe that, Father God. But all I can believe is you, Lord, because you are the King of Kings, Father God. You are the ruler of all things. And, Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to speak to your people, Father God. Thank you for our opportunity to be a vessel for you, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that we all continue to seek you and be the person that you want us to be, Father God. Move us in the way that you need us to move. Put us in the wilderness if you need us to go through a wilderness, Father God. Show us who you want us to be. Just give us the strength and courage to do it and to endure those things that we have to go to endure. I say this prayer in your son Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all.